啊，呢啲日子都同弟兄姊妹一直喺以弗所书嘅里边嚟交通嘅。
During these past days, we have spent our time in a study on the words contained in Ephesians.
啊，今朝早亦都唔例外啊，会继续同弟兄姊妹喺以弗所书第一章嗰度嚟交通。
So today is no exception. We will go forth and share with brothers and sisters here words from Ephesians chapter 1.
我哋打开以弗所书第一章，我哋读第十七节到到二十三节。
Let us turn open to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. We will be reading from verses 17 through 23.
以弗所书第一章第十七节嗰度话：求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会作万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So reading from 17 to 23, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
好，我哋低头祈祷。
Let us come to a bow and a word of prayer.
主啊，我哋感谢，我哋赞美你。
Lord, we give thanks to you and we give praise to you.
又一次来到你嘅面前。
So once again, we can come before your presence.
主啊，你系全地嘅主。
You are the Lord over all.
你系教会嘅主。
You are the Lord of the church.
你系我哋嘅主。
And you are our Lord.
我哋嘅主，我哋多谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我哋系被你自己宝血所救赎翻嚟嘅。
We have been redeemed by your precious blood.
主啊，你喺我哋嘅心中，主啊，你系一切嘅一切。
And in our hearts, you are our all in all.
主啊，你果然系全地嘅主。
And yes, you are the Lord over all.
主啊，愿意所有嘅尊贵荣耀颂赞都归翻俾你。
So we give all glory and honor and dominion back to you.
主啊，但愿你今朝早用着你自己圣灵嘅引导。
May you lead us with the guidance of the Holy Spirit this morning.
叫我哋能够明白主你自己嘅话。
So that we might have an understanding of your words.
主你自己又亲自嘅喺向我哋各人嚟到说话。
Lord, we do ask that you speak to us personally.
好叫我哋活喺你嘅面前。
So that we might be able to live before your presence.
蒙你自己嘅喜悦。
In order to please you.
但愿主恩待我哋早上呢段嘅时间。
May you deal kindly with us this morning, Lord.
求主圣灵自由运行喺我哋嘅中间。
May the Holy Spirit move freely here.
又开我哋嘅心窍。
Open our hearts.
又让我哋真懂得主你嘅旨意。
That we really would come to know and understand your eternal will.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我哋读过呢一段嘅圣经好多次。
Now we've read through this particular passage many a times.
今朝早我哋再读嘅时候呢。
But as we read it once again this morning,
我盼望弟兄姊妹就留意第二十二章二十二节。
Let's look at one of the verses, verse 22,
同埋二十三节。
And actually, verse 22 and 23.
佢哋话又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会作万有之首， 教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
今朝早同弟兄姊妹交通嘅呢个主题。
So this is the theme of this morning's time of sharing.
教会系佢嘅身体。
The church, which is his body.
咁我有几点要同弟兄姊妹一齐分享嘅。
So there are several points I would like to bring forth for brothers and sisters to consider.
第一点系教会系乜嘢？
The first question, or the first point is, what is the church?
第二点呢是身体和头的关系。
The second point is, what is the relationship between the head and the body?
还有最后一个点呢是我们今天学习的功课是什么。
And then thirdly, what is the lesson that we are learning today?
在十八节，一章十八节那里，跟我们已经讲明了，亦都同弟兄姊妹交通咗好多次。
Verses 18, beginning of verse 18, actually is very clearly stated for all of us, and it's something that we have conveyed and shared with brothers and sisters many a times before.
当神要开照明我哋嘅心中嘅眼睛嘅时候呢
？That is when God opens or enlightens the eyes of our heart.
我哋睇见神做咗三件事情。
We realize that God was able to accomplish three things.
第一件就是说要我们看见他的恩照是何等的指望。
The first is so that we might be able to see what is the hope of his calling.
第二件呢就是他在圣徒中得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
The second is what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
第三件呢就是说他向我们的信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And the third is, what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe?
那我们看见恩召。
So there, here we see the hope of his calling.
看见基业。
We see the inheritance.
还有这个能力。
And then we see, the greatness of his power.
神要做这事情。
So these are the three things that God accomplishes.
在信的人的当中还有他自己的旨意的当中。
And this is what is done upon those who believe upon him and upon, within his works.
那你说究竟神做这些是最终的目的是什么呢？
So we might ask the question, okay, so God accomplishes these things, but what is his ultimate purpose?
兄姊妹，他的目的在哪里呢？
What is the purpose for God?
他的目的就是他要为教会作万有之首。
He desires to allow Christ to be head over all things to the church.
我们知道主来到地上面做人。
We know that the Lord became man.
那除了呢被这个世界来看见、啊、原来神所创造的人呢是应该是这样样的。
Aside from the fact that he modeled what a man should be, a man of God.
因为主在地上面行走的时候
because when the Lord was here on earth,
他完全他每一个动作每一个说话都是显出天上面的神他的旨意的。
Everything about him, all of his action, all of his words reflected God who was in heaven.
他又是这样完全的信服神。
And he was completely obedient to God the Father.
圣经说全心信服以至于死且死在十字架上面。
It says that he humbled himself and became obedient even unto the point of death.
那主耶稣来他做这件事第一他要显明神要做的人神心目中那个他的旨意 的人是这样的一个。
So on the first and foremost, we see that this is what a man of God should be like.
咁所以呢，圣经亦都就话，就神就将佢升为至高，又赐俾佢嗰个超乎万名以上嘅名。
And then the Bible goes on to tell us that God highly exalted him and bestowed upon him the name which is above every name.
叫一切喺天上嘅、地上嘅同埋地底下嘅，因耶稣嘅名。无不屈膝
so that the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
亦都无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归俾父神。
And that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father, to the glory of God and Father.
弟兄姊妹，你又睇见主自己嘅一生，佢嚟，佢作人，佢个表现系咁样样，同埋佢个结果就系呢度第二章十节十一节嗰度所讲嘅。
And so we see that this is Jesus descending on earth. This is his being as a man and all that he was, and which is concluded here in verses 10 and 11.
神同佢咁样讲说话，但系佢自己亦都同我哋讲咗，就喺罗马书嗰度十四章都讲到俾我听话，我系凭着我嘅永生起誓，万物万室必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。
Now, these words that we just read were the words that God attributed to Christ, but also the Lord himself spoke to us, and is recorded in the book of Romans chapter 14. It says, For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God.
咁呢个承认系乜嘢呢？
So what does this attest to?
承认他是主。
Attest to the fact that he is the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我哋口里边承认佢为主，
when our tongues confess that he is Lord,
嘅时候点样啊？我就得救，系咪？
What is the result of that? It's salvation.
当万物都喺嗰度承认佢为主，呢件事情系非常非常非常重要。
But when all those who have been created confess that he is Lord, now that is something that is very great.
当人愿意来到他的面前，当人在那里被神来光照，承认他是主。
When all come before his presence, when all is enlightened to recognize and confess him as Lord.
这个就是那个最中嘅个结果。
This will be the ultimate end product, end result.
亦系神今日要作成嘅一件嘅事。
And this is the product for which God continues to work.
所以当万室向佢下拜，万口向佢承认嘅时候。
So when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess,
又睇见我哋嘅主喺万有之上。
And we see the Lord being lifted up high above all things.
所有都喺佢嘅脚下。
That all things are now subject under his feet.
当呢件事情完成，当呢件事完成嘅时候。
When that point is ultimately achieved.
呢个就系神永远嘅旨意完成嘅时候。
That is the very point when God's ultimate purpose, his eternal will be completed.
弟兄姊妹，你话哎呀几时啊
？So brothers and sisters may ask the question, well, when was that going to happen?
主就讲话，万室必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。
Remember, it is the Lord Himself who says, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God.
那呢件事一定要完成嘅。
That means that it will happen.
因为呢个系神嘅旨意。
Why? Because this is God's eternal will.
当万物伏喺佢嘅脚下
，When all things come before his feet，
教会亦都作为万有之首
，And the church becomes head over all things，
神嘅旨意就完成。
At that point in time， that is when God's eternal will is completed。
系我哋冇法子唔能够唔用一啲嘅时间嚟到。
So that's why we need to spend some time to consider this question, what is the church?
因为点解主耶稣同教会呢个有呢个能够有呢个咁样嘅紧密嘅关系呢？
Why is it possible for there to be this intimate relationship that exists between the church and Christ?
点解教会系咁紧要？
And why is the church so important?
为什么教会在神的眼中是这么被看重呢？
why is the church so heavily prized by God? What is the church then?
教会咪系1345 Kansas街啦，系嘛？
The church is 1345 Kansas Street, right?
弟兄姊妹啊，教会系乜嘢？
Brothers and sisters, what is the church?
教会系一班人。
The church is a group of individuals.
系神嘅儿子所作嘅工嘅一个目的。
It is also the one of the purposes for the works of His Son.
呢个目的亦系神为佢儿子要得着嘅。
This is a product that God desires for His Son to attain.
教会系乜嘢？
So again, what is the church?
我哋睇哥林多前书一章， we can look at 好清楚嘅嚟到解释俾我哋听。
We can look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and it will spell it out to us clearly.
第二节，
verse 2.
哥林多前书第一章第二节佢度话，保罗系写信俾喺哥林多神嘅教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召作圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名嘅人。
So in chapter 1 verse 2, it tells us that Paul has been instructed to write by God to the church of God which is at Corinth. But who are they? They are to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling, with all who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what is the church?
教会是一班人。
The church is a group of people, group of individuals.
一班信耶稣的人。
But this group of people believe in Jesus.
一班有基督生命的人。
A group of individuals who has the life of Jesus.
并且是一班求告主耶稣的人。
And then this group of people who call upon Jesus.
并且是称以主耶稣为主的这一班人。
And a group of people who call Jesus Christ their Lord.
所以，听姐妹啊，教会是什么呀？
So what is the church?
不是一个地方。
It's not a place.
古今中外所有的信耶稣的人。
But rather, it spans all throughout time, all who have believed upon Jesus.
无论在哪一个地方。
Regardless of the place.
合起上来。 一个个团体。
When you put all these individuals together as one,
虽然我们中间有时间和空间的限制，
even though there is time constraint, there is a constraint of being in different places,
time and space, 但在神的眼中，
but in God's eye,
这些人，这些所有的人， 称他们为教会。
These individuals, all of these individuals have been called the church.
我们在这里三藩市这里聚会， 叫做三藩市神的家。
Here at our local assembly, we have a name of a house of God in San Francisco.
这个只不过是一个代号来的。
It's only a name or representation.
就是说，主主，那边人啊，那边人是哪里来的，在这里做什么的，我们就说，三藩市神的家的这班人。
So it's just to refer a reference point. Referring to someone, where is he from? Where does he worship? Oh, he worships at House of God in San Francisco.
咁啊，呢一班人喺度做咩嘢咧？喺度聚会嘅。
Well, what is this group of people doing? Well, they're here to gather together.
呢三藩市神的家就系代表住呢一班嘅人喺呢一度Kansas 街呢度聚会嘅呢一班人。
So House of God in San Francisco. It represents those individuals who gather together here at 1345 Kansas Street.
所以，三藩市神的家唔等于就系教会。
So, House of God in San Francisco does not equate to the church.
但系三藩市神的家呢度聚会嘅人，称主为主嘅， 呢一班有基督耶稣生命嘅人，当佢哋喺度聚会嘅时候，佢哋系教会嘅一部分。
But those individuals who are House of God in San Francisco, who gather together, who call upon Jesus as Lord, when they gather, they are the church.
点解我话一部分呢？系因为我哋要同埋历代、历世历代嘅信徒喺各处嘅信徒合埋一起，然后嗰个先至系叫教会。
Actually, to be more clear, they are part of the church. Why do we say that they're part of the church? Because we must include all those who call upon the name of the Lord as Lord throughout all time and space to be inclusively the church.
所以每一年咧，我哋都有机会咧，执事们带领我哋嚟到清洁呢个会所噶。
So every year, for example, we have the deacons who spearheads the spring cleaning here at this locality.
我就听见好多人都会讲话，你翻嚟清洁呢教会啦咁。
Many people say this offhandedly to say, "Oh, come back and clean up the church."
嗱，弟兄姊妹，呢个唔准确啦。
But brothers and sisters, that is incorrect.
你点可以清洁教会呢？教会系一班人啊嘛。
How can you clean up the church? The church, remember, consists of the people.
我哋只能够话，我哋翻嚟清洁呢个会所。
All we can say is, let's come back and clean up this building.
咁所以我哋呢度聚会嘅人多起上嚟，我哋又需要另外一个地方。
Now, as the numbers grow here for worship, well, there's a need for us to consider another place of worship.
如果主俾我哋恩典，揾到别一个地方，我哋话将教会搬去隔篱，或者搬去边度，系咪咁啊？
So if the Lord permits and has grace upon us to have another place of worship, so then do we say, oh, well, let's move the church over there, or let's move the church over here? Should we say that?
教会唔可以搬噶，教会亦都唔可以分噶。
No. We cannot move the church. We cannot divide the church.
会所就可以搬。
Yes, we can move the worship hall or the building.
我盼望主让我哋明白过嚟。
So may the Lord give us the proper understanding.
所以教会系古今中外所有嗰啲求告主耶稣嘅名嘅人。
So the church consists of every individual throughout time and space who calls upon Jesus Christ as Lord.
好，唔用太多嘅时间喺呢方面。
I'm not going to dwell too much on that anymore.
第二点，我要同弟兄姊妹交通嘅就呢个头同埋身体嘅关系。
The second point that we wanted to get to is the relationship that exists between the head and the body.
头先我哋已经读过啦，喺以弗所书一章。
Earlier we read this, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23. The church, which is his body.
教会不单只是一班人称呼主名的一班人。
Not only is the church just the people who call upon Jesus as Lord,
教会并且是主的身体。
The church really is the body of Jesus, of Christ Jesus.
主耶稣是那个头。
Jesus Christ is the head.
教会是他的身体。
And the church is the body.
一个人只有一个头的，一个身体的，是吧？
Now, every individual has only one head, and every individual has only one body.
如果多过一个头或者多过一个身体，这个不叫做，不知叫什么，叫怪物，是吧？
So, if you have more than one head, or you have more than one body, that's just a weird creature.
因此基督是头，教会是身体，这个是一整个。
So, what is complete then would be Jesus Christ as head and the church as the body.
那这个头和这个身体是怎样联系上来的呢？
So, how then is the head connected or related to the body?
不是被针联系上来的。
It's not knitted together by thread.
是用什么联系上来？
What connects the two?
是用生命来联系上来。
It is connected by life.
他在天上面，我们在地上。
Now he is in the heavens and we are here on earth.
我们能够跟他联系上来是因为生命的缘故。
Can we be connected with him? Yes, it's through life.
所以在以弗所书五章那里就这么说。
So in Ephesians chapter 5 it tells us,
因为我们是他身上的肢体。中文有些没有翻译到出来。 但英文就已经是讲咗啦，因为我哋系佢嘅骨同埋佢嘅肉。
It says there in most translations because we are members of his body. But in a specific translation, it expands upon that to say that we are of his flesh and of his bones.
有骨有肉，呢个就系身体，就系生命。
Having flesh, having bones, and then having life. That is a body.
并且哥罗西书又话俾我哋听，你哋嘅生命同埋基督系一同藏喺神嘅里边，基督系我哋嘅生命。
And in Colossians, it tells us that we have been hidden with Christ in God, and therefore Christ is our life.
所以基督系头，我哋系身体。
So Christ is the head, and we are the body.
所以教会同埋基督喺生命上边连喺一齐嘅，唔可以分开。
And so the church is connected to Christ through life, and it cannot be disconnected.
所以教会嘅生命就系基督嘅生命。
So therefore, the life of the church is the life of Christ.
如果我哋一同嘅聚会喺呢度冇睇到基督嘅生命嘅话。
If we gather together here and we do not see the life of Christ,
或者话冇基督嘅生命喺呢度嘅话咧，嗰个系咩啊？只不过系同乡会或者系我哋系一个社团。
If there is no life of Christ exhibited here, what are we then? We're just an association. We're just an organization.
嗰个唔系教会。
Then no longer become no longer is it the church.
因为教会嘅必定系有基督生命嘅。
In order for it to be the church, it must have the life of Christ.
我哋晓得一个正常嘅身体，一个活嘅身体，头系点样样，身体亦都系点样样。
So a normal functioning individual has the body reflecting what is of the head.
因为实在嘅，作为一个身体系要嚟发表头嘅一切噶嘛。
Because after all, the body merely carries out what is in the head.
嗱，就举一个例，譬如一个运动员。
So for example, an athlete.
嗱，你点样话佢系运动员呢
？Why is he an athlete?
起码用佢嘅身体嚟到表现出佢嗰个活力，佢嗰个能力咩
？He exhibits his skills and athleticism through his body.
如果你系一个音乐家咁样吓
，If you're a musician，
系用佢嘅演奏或者话歌喉或者佢舞蹈各方面喺呢个身体嗰个表现嚟到讲出嚟。啊，呢个系一个音乐家，咁样嘛，系嘛
？You can see that he's a musician or he's a singer by what is exhibited through his hands or his voice, and so you see that person is that has that skill.
那如果喺呢个身体嘅里边冇嘢可以表现出嚟嘅话，咁你称佢为乜嘢呢
？But what if you have an individual？Who doesn't exhibit anything? What do you call that individual?
所以身体个作用系显出头嘅所有嘛。
So you see that an individual must exhibit something, and that something must be intimately related to what is in that individual's head.
啊，曾经有一对夫妇喺我屋企住。
We had a couple that stayed over with us.
咁啊，之后咧，佢就同我讲。
And in the morning, they said to us.
佢話啊，你太太啊，好本事嘅。
And they said, "Wow, you know, your wife is really capable."
我係，你點知㗎
？And I said, "Oh yeah, how do you know that?"
佢話透過佢煮嗰啲菜啊，或者同我哋安排嗰啲嘅操作啊，咁我咪知咯。
And she says, "Oh, just the things that she does. Look at the meal that she prepared. Look at the things that she's prepared for our stay. You can tell that she's very capable based on these things."
睇咁啊，弟兄姊妹，神透过教会嚟到显出佢自己系丰富嘅，佢系有能力嘅，佢有智慧嘅。
So then, it is through the church that exhibits the fullness of God, the glory of God, and the power of God.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，如果咁样讲嘅时候呢，我哋就要非常注意一件嘅事情。
Along, if we're going to follow along the lines of this logic, then it's very important for us to see.
如果呢一班称为教会嘅一班人唔能够显出基督嘅见证喺佢哋中间嘅话，咁呢个有问题。
If this group of individuals is unable to manifest the testimony of Christ, then there is a big problem.
唔单止我哋有问题，父亦都唔中意。
Not only do we have a problem, but the Father also would be displeased.
我哋信耶稣得到永生。
We accepted the Lord, and subsequently we received eternal life.
咁我哋好有福气吓。
So we are blessed.
我哋好满足。
And we are fulfilled and content.
能够有一班人聚埋一齐嚟聚会咧，亦都唔系好难嘅事情。
Actually, you know, it's not difficult to gather a bunch of individuals together at any given place or time.
但最大的问题就是这班信了耶稣的人很满足的人不能够在这里显出基督身体的见证。
But the real question is, can this group of individuals who have now the life of Christ be gathered together to be able to manifest the head, which is Christ?
第三点，我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通。
So that brings us to the third point.
我们怎样去实际的操练这件事情？
Is how do we put that into a practical, something practical, exercise it?
我们都知道神今天的要求不是只是救了我们，那我们进入天堂了，有一天，那就大事了结。
So we all have this full understanding.Salvation is not just us receiving eternal life, and that somehow that the story ends right then and there.
就好似咧，你将一个人救从水里边救起上嚟，就咁放翻喺岸边啊。咁啊，你而家唔使浸死啦吓，你自己搞掂自己啦。
So the example would be if we were a lifeguard and we saved someone from drowning, and now we plop them back on the shore on solid ground.Do we then say, okay, great, you didn't have to drown now?
神不是只是这样，不是只是救我们这样，救到这样啊。
This is not the end of what God desires.
神救我们回来。
He has saved us.
还有一个目的。
But with a purpose.
叫我们在我们的身上面能够显到神自己他的大能。
It is so that we...might be able to represent or manifest God's power.
所以我们有预有操练。
So that's why we need to have this exercise.
所以我们需要更尽心的来到学习。
We need to continue forward into a deeper level of understanding.
但是我要告诉听众们听在前头啊讲定讲明。
So, but before we get into all that, let me say,make the statement.
我们信耶稣的时候就只要你愿意来接受你就得了。
When it came to salvation, as long as you were willing to receive salvation, you came and that was all that was needed.
但是要活出彰显到神自己的丰富在我们的中间那里需要操练。操练就是说要付代价。
But in order for us to be able to live out, in order for us to be able to manifest the fullness that is in God's, in Christ and His life, then it requires for us to exercise, put ourselves into it, but that means you have to pay a price.
弟兄姊妹，付代价，你听清楚啊！付代价唔系攞到得到代价，系你要付出嚟嘅。嗰件事情需要我哋学习。
Paying a price doesn't mean that you've accepted a price, but rather that you have to put out, you have to give out, you have to pay the price.
因為很多人都願意蒙福，但係你要佢付出啊，世係假。
Many individual more than welcomes receiving a blessing, but if you ask that same individual to give up some of his what he has, that would be asking the world of him.
弟兄姊妹，如果你我哋睇以弗所書四章第一節嗰度又已經講啦，聽話，既然蒙召行事為人，就當與蒙召嘅恩相稱。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, it says there, we need to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
弟兄姊妹，我哋系咪蒙召噶？
Brothers and sisters, have we been called?
系咪啊？
Yes.
不会啊。
Right? No one's answering.
系咪蒙召啊？我哋系我哋自己走入嚟啊？
Have we been called, or did we somehow stumble into this?
我哋既然系蒙召，咁行事为人系点样啊？
Since we have been called, then what is the manner that we should be living?
我哋交通好多次呢个恩召系何等嘅指望。
We have spent time sharing on how blessed it is to have this calling.
就系佢救我哋脱离死亡啊嘛，俾我哋生命啊嘛。
Remember, our callings allows us to be taken away from the clutches of death in order for us to have eternal life.
让我哋叫我哋成为神嘅儿子嘛。
So that we might become the children of God.
将我哋放喺神家里边啊嘛。
So that we have now been placed within the family of God.
将我哋放喺基督耶稣嘅里边。
And have now hidden us in Christ.
而家作为基督嘅身体。
And we are now the body of Christ.
亦都有一日。我哋要成为佢嘅新妇啊
！And one day we're going to be the bride。
我哋指望有一日佢接我哋进荣耀嘅里。
And one day we're looking forward to that one day when he shall come to take us to be with him for all eternity。
呢个就系恩召嘛。
And so this is the blessed calling。
系我哋所得到嘅，从
主嗰度得到。We have received it. We received it from him。
神而今只有一个要求。
But now God has one request in return。
就行事为人就同嗰个恩召嚟个相称。
And that is that the manner in which we live would be consistent with the calling with which we have been called.
所以好简单嘅一个答案就系话，我哋如今再唔好系为自己而活。
So a very simple answer of how to do this would be do not live for yourself any longer.
而系咧照着。佢个喜悦嚟到过活
，But rather we live in order to please him。
好多时候我哋唔明白点样先至可以呢彰显到基督身体嘅见证。
Sometimes we don't understand how do I live out the testimony of Christ？
点样我先至可以做啲乜嘢先至能够呢达到嗰个目的
？What can I do in order to get to that level or to get to that target？
听住咪唔系我哋。做啲乜嘢
？Brothers and sisters, it's not about what you can do.
你系愿意活出啲乜嘢
？But rather, what are you willing to live out？
所以第二节跟住就话：凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一嘅心。
So in Ephesians chapter 4 continues to say, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent. To preserve the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，我今日都冇時間講呢個謙卑、温柔、忍耐、愛心，其實大家都識㗎。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have the time to go into each one of these. What humility is, gentleness, patience, all these. We brothers and sisters should have some idea already.
但係總括嚟講，為著我哋能夠榮耀神，喺我哋嘅生活上邊能夠榮耀神，我哋要改變自己。
But to put it To sum it all up, we can say that in order for us to please God, then we need to live out the life of God.
唔好再走我哋自己嘅路。
No longer live your own path.
唔好再坚持我哋自己呢个人。
No longer insist on having things your way.
乃系坚持主自己。
Instead, insist on Christ.
好几年前，我有一个主俾我学习一个功课。
Several years ago, the Lord gave me this particular lesson to learn.
咁 嗰時都係話做負責嘅弟兄。
At that time, I had responsibility with our local assembly.
好似已經係改咗長老執事咁樣樣啊。
And so now we have specific areas like for the deacons, a specific area for the elders.
即係其實嗰時主係俾我有一個機會學習咗負責任嘅功課。
But at that particular time, the lesson that the Lord taught me was just about this responsibility, being a responsible brother.
嗱，而家每一位弟兄，每一位長老執事咧，佢哋都有所事開呢個會所嘅。
All of the deacons and all the elders for our assembly here have a key to unlock the gate and the door to this building.
咁啊。嗰陣時係咁樣，而家都係咁樣樣，即係邊個早嚟咧，就邊個開門；邊個遲走咧，就邊個閂門。
So at that particular time, it was just kind of arbitrary. Whoever arrived earlier or the earliest, they would have the key, of course. Then they would open and unlock the gate and the door.
咁啊，我嗰陣時咧，因為做工咧，個袋好多鎖匙。
At that time, because of my work, I haveboatload of keys just hanging from my pocket.
又加上屋企啲鎖匙。
And then plus, of course, I have my home, the keys to my house.
又要加兩條，近時唔知兩條、三條喺呢度。
And then, of course, there's these two or maybe three keys at that time, for this particular building.
所以好多。
So there's lots of keys that I had to carry around with me all the time.
所以好多時候，我係唔記得帶。好多時候咧，我亦都冇帶。
Sometimes I would forget to bring them. Other times,I didn't bring them.
啊，咁當然我冇帶，咁又唔開得門啦。咁但係我有一個 excuse 啊，我自己就話我唔帶啫，其他都帶嘅。
So if I didn't have a key, that means I couldn't be the one to open and unlock the doors and the gate. But I had an excuse for myself. I said, well, it's okay. If I don't bring it, then someone else surely is going to bring their keys.
或者我遲啲嚟。早啲走，唔使我開門閂門啦。
Or what I'll do is I'll come later, but I'll leave earlier. Then that way I don't have to worry about the use of a key.
咁呢個係我嘅諗法啦嚇。我估大家都如果聰明都諗啦嚇，都係咁樣諗啊。
So that was my thinking. So of course I think, well, if you're smart, you think that way too, right?
咁所以好多次咧，冇帶。弟兄姊妹就喺門口嗰度等。
And so there are many occurrences like this, but I didn't have my key. Other brothers and sisters arrived, but they couldn't get in, and so they waited outside on the sidewalk.
我都話我都冇啊。
And so all I can tell them was I don't have the key.
咁啊，我哋大家都等。
So that meant all of us had to wait for the next brother who had the key to come and unlock the building.
咁啊。Esther 好多時候都鬧我，你冇理由唔帶嘅。
And Esther would scold me and say, "What do you mean you didn't bring your key?"
咁啊，直至到有一次有個老弟兄嚟。
Until one time, there was an elderly brother who came.
佢係早嚟，佢又喺嗰度等。
He arrived early, and he was waiting outside.
嗰次我都冇帶鎖匙。
And that time again, I didn't bring my key.
佢就指住我話。
And then.He then turned and pointed at me.
佢話：你做長老，你冇責任咁嘅。
He pointed to me and says, "You're one of the elders. Don't you have a sense of responsibility?"
嗰啲時候俾人鬧咧，係好冇癮啊。
So of course, it's not cool to be yelled at by someone else.
但係好多時候你要慶幸有人鬧你。
But sometimes, you know, it's a good thing.That someone is willing to yell at you.
嗰次好似俾主鬧醒咗。
It was like as if it was the Lord who scolded me, and now I was awakened.
係啊，我有好多嘅理由唔帶鎖匙。
Sure, I had my excuses for not carrying the keys.
但我哋卻時時要去 claim 去要求我有責任做呢樣嘢，我就有責任做呢樣嘢。
A lot of times, though, we go ahead and claim that I have responsibility here. I have responsibility there.
我將我的地位要升高，但係我卻唔肯負呢個責任。
We want to elevate our status in front of other people to see, but yet we're not willing to bear the responsibility that comes with it.
所以從此之後，我將我嘅鎖匙咧，但係綁埋喺我嘅車匙嗰度。
So from that day forward, I've put the keys to our assembly together with my car keys.
咁你話如果你有時揸另外一架車咁啊點樣啊？
So you might ask, well, what if you bring the other car? Do you have it with you?
如果係咁樣嘅話咧，我哋又俾自己另外一個excuse 啊。
But if we go down that route, then all we're doing is making more and more excuses for ourselves.
跟住咪睇，我要講呢啲嘢係咩啊？
What's the reason why I'm sharing this with you?
我哋能夠喺我哋嘅身上邊能夠活出基督。
Can we or can we not live out Christ in our life?
呢個係其中嘅一好少嘅一部分。
This is merely what I stated was merely one very tiny aspect of that living out Christ.
我哋能唔能夠喺我哋嘅身上邊嚟顯出主自己嘅
？The question is, can you live out Christ?In your life,
竭力保守圣灵所致合而为一嘅心系另外一点。
Another point is to be diligent to preserve the unity of the spirit.
我哋都来自不同嘅背景，我哋有唔同嘅文化。
We all come from different backgrounds. Certainly, we all have different cultures.
有唔同嘅年龄、性格各方面。
We're all different ages, and we have a different personality.
但如果我哋都坚持我哋自己嘅强调我哋自己嘅话，问题肯定出现。
So if we insist on our own way, then for sure we're going to run into conflicts.
喺教会嘅里边
，within the church，
我哋只坚持一样。
The only thing that we need to insist on is one thing only.And one thing only, and that is the heart of the Lord.
有一次喺一个会议嘅里边，有位弟兄讲嗰句说话，我听咗之后里边觉得好难过。
One time, a brother had reflected on something, and when he said that, it really struck me, and I felt really bad afterwards.
佢话为咗处理嗰件事情啊，我唔讲咩事，嗰件事情，我哋要用中国人嘅传统嚟到做。
We were discussing about a particular item or topic, something, a task. And so that particular brother reflected and said, you know, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it the Chinese way.
在教会里面，我们没有中国人的传统，没有美国人的传统，没有其他的传统，只有一个传统，圣经的传统。
Brothers and sisters, within the church,There is no Chinese way. There is no American way or Western way. There is no this way or that way. There is only one way. And there is only one tradition that we hold fast to, and that's the Lord's way.
我们要付代价来将这个来到活出来。
We need to pay the price in order for that life to be lived out.
当我们都能够同心合意的时候，就这个和谐才能够出来，这个结果才能够见证神，才能够荣耀神。
If we are insistent to hold fast to that one principle, it is only then that harmony can reign. It is only then that we are able to live in peace with one another.
讲到教会的生活的见证。
When we talk about the testimony of the life of the church,
我哋冇法子唔翻到去哥林多前书12章嗰度讲。
We need to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and what it tells us there.
我哋要显出基督身体嘅见证，当然我哋系基督嘅身体。
In order to live out the testimony.Of the body of Christ, yes, we are all part of members of the body.
我哋系彼此嚟作肢体嘅。
And we are here to be members of that one body together.
所以当我们说我们要付代价来活出基督的身体,
so when we say that we have to pay a price to live out the life of Christ,
不是只是一个人的事情,
it is not just one individual's goal.
是整体的事情,
this should be the goal for every one of us.
所以我们来到做, 一同做肢体的时候,
so when we are members together of this one body,
意思就是说我们有 我们是在不同的岗位上面,
that means that we come from different perspectives.
弟兄姊妹看到吗? 我手又动, 口又动的, 啊,
you see, when I'm trying to convey my point, my mouth is moving, but my hands are also moving to emphasize the point. Just like him.
正如我们大家都是,
so certainly that applies to each one of us, that you might fulfill the role of the hand. You, or from another perspective, another individual might fulfill the responsibility of mouth.
但是无论如何, 你要表现出来的不是只是手,
but what is manifested or what needs to be seen is not just the hand, is not just the foot, is not just one part of the body.
所以你不是只是做你自己要做的事,
so you cannot just say, well, that's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to do what I'm supposed to do.
圣经都说你要彼此相顾,
no, the Bible tells us that we have to be mindful of one another.
我们要一同的来到在一个目标一个心思里面来到活的,
that we are to live with one goal in mind, that we are to live with one singular purpose.
虽然很多时候呢我们 有些人未成熟到一个地步,他可以完全地表现出来。
It's true that some individuals may not have gained maturity enough to be able to do this part or that part.
但是透过彼此的配搭,
but as we continue to work with one another,
我们就能够达到那个最终的目的,
then we will be able to get to the final goal together.
再次的弟兄们你要注意我们彼此的配搭彼此的相顾彼此的包容彼此的学习是有一个目的不是彰显你自己是彰显主自己
But as we are gathered together, we work coordinately together, we are mindful of one another, that we care for one another, it is all for a singular purpose. It is not so that your agenda can be accomplished, but rather it is so that the Lord's life may be lived out. The testimony of the Lord might be lived out.
造就教会,使教会被造就,这个可能前书的话,
it says that we are to edify himself, but in order to edify the church. That's what is recorded for us in 1 Corinthians as well.
有人问呢,就说,如果一个人是六尺高,200磅的,你说正不正常?
Someone asked, if someone was 6 feet tall and 200 pounds, is that the right proportion of an individual?
No, 是不是正常?
Is that normal? Is it? 6 foot tall, 200 pounds, is that normal?
如果那个六尺长,200磅的,整天躺在那里,就不正常。
That's normal for a body, but what if that 6 foot tall, 200 pound body was constantly reclining or sleeping down?
我们都有手有脚,我们都是正常的。 但如果你不显出你是人,你就不是正常的。
We all have hands, we all have limbs, right? But if somehow they don't work, in other words, we're all individuals, but if we never display anything about being alive, that's not normal.
弟兄姊妹,我们在教会就是这样,我们在这里也是一样道理。
And it's the same principle that applies to us here as we gather.
你啊,我有基督的生命, 我有丰盛的基督生命,我有很大的才干。
You can say, you know, I have the life of God, I have the life of Christ, I have great experiences in the Lord, I have wonderful testimony
for
the Lord. I can pray. I can speak from the pulpit. I can serve the Lord. But if you never do it, that's abnormal. That means that your entire person is abnormal.
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us.
让我们在这个教会是他的身体这件事情上面能够有更深入的更多的了解和明白。
So may each one of us gain greater understanding, greater insight, deeper knowledge of what it means to for the Lord Christ to be the head and for us as the body.
弟兄姊妹,我再说一次,这个,你明白了,不等于你就是得到。
But brothers and sisters, let me restate once again. Just because you have an understanding does not mean that it is yours, that you've attained it.
你要付出代价,
you need to pay that price.
跟上去,
follow after it.
活在主耶稣的里面,
to live in Christ.
好叫基督是教会的头，教会是佢嘅身体呢件事情上，能够喺佢面前彰显出嚟。
So that this matter of Christ being the head of the church and the church being the body of Christ may truly be lived out.
我哋祈祷。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我哋感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主系你自己特别嘅恩典，主系让我哋读到你嘅话。
It is your special grace to us that we are able to read your words.
主啊，真系愿你开我哋嘅心。
But we ask, Lord, that you open our hearts.
照明我哋心中嘅眼睛。
Enlighten the inner eyes that we have.
好叫我哋知道主你今日要嘅系乜嘢。
So that we might know what exactly it is that you're after from us.
又愿意主你帮助我哋。
May you help us also, Lord.
是愿意跟随你付代价来跟随主。
That we're willing to pay a price to follow after our Lord.
叫主你父的名得荣耀。
In order for the name of God the Father be glorified.
叫父的旨意能够得着成就。
And that the will of God the Father might be accomplished.
听我们的祈祷，奉主耶稣的名。
Please listen to our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.